Hello and welcome to another edition of Inside Network Marketing. This is your host, Len Clement, and this is June 10th, 2011, and we have a great guest on the show today. We actually have David Frost, who's a professor at the at Bethany College. He's a professor in the Business and Economics Department. And Bethany College, as many of you probably already know by now, is actually about to begin a network marketing course, actually a degree course. And there's some confusion out there about exactly what's going to be offered and how it's going to be offered. And so we thought I would just bring David Frost on the line, and we can get it straight from the authorities there at Bethany College about really what the nature of this new curriculum is going to be and what it's going to involve and how much it's going to cost and how it's what kind of information they're going to provide and so forth, so we can get it straight from the horse's mouth. David, I really appreciate you spending the time with us today. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Lynn. It's good to be on a show that, as I've been reading a lot of the blogs and information about us, I find a lot of misinformation is out there, of course, and so it gives us a great opportunity to let folks know what it is that we're actually doing at the college. Mm-hmm. One of the first things I'd like to address is that it's really a degree that we've had a long time, which is the marketing degree that we offer at Bethany College. But what we've added to that is the network marketing aspect of it. So really what this student is going to do, whether they go online to our certification program or get the four-year degree, is we've added a three-hour credit course that describes everything that you should know about network marketing, whether it's the history, pay plans, do people make money in this, if they do, how, if they don't, why not? And then we allow these students to do what we call practicum. One of the things that I appreciate about Bethany College is because of their interest in the success of students, we like them to have what we call practicum or practical experience in the field with which they're studying. So if a student wants to go through this network marketing course, what we've done and what the college has allowed is for them to work with and study with a mentor or an expert in that field. So we have spent the last 3 years before we put this course together interviewing network marketing companies, experts, people who say they're wealthy in the network marketing businesses, and we interview them, check their backgrounds, see if they fit within the criteria with which we know a successful business must be run, and then we ask particular people that are successful in the industry if they will mentor our students to success. And what we mean by that is once they pass the criteria that we ask for, then they have the ability or the right to help these students do the very things that made them successful, just like you would do in any industry if you want someone to be successful.
Right, so this is actually, it's a four-year degree course in marketing with just an emphasis on network marketing. So it's obvious, because one of the questions is, how can you fill up 4 years of classroom time with network marketing? It's not an easy business, but it's a relatively simple business. So it's not 4 years of MLM education.
No, actually, like with most degrees, your first 2 years, your freshman and sophomore year, is spent doing more of a general education, your math, your sciences, your whatever it is that makes you a rounded person, whatever that college is looking for. And then the last 2 years is more specific. And in this case, it's usually a marketing degree that we're talking about. But what we noticed as we're teaching that, many of the students in our business program were already involved in network marketing. And so they would come to us probably at least 3 or 4 times a week. We'd have a student come in and say, hey, I'm looking at XYZ network marketing company. What do you think? And after some point, we decided we really did need to look into it and tell them what we thought. And what we found is they need mentored, just like in any of our departments. They need someone who is good at that, that knows how to pick the right companies, because there are a lot of companies out there that really aren't true, legitimate network marketing companies. You need to filter through them, find who the good ones are, help that student succeed with that particular company.
Right, yeah, because that's one of the questions I've seen come up on a lot of the blogs and so forth, is that what's really the benefit of taking this course, especially when there's, you know, there's so much free training and education out there. Your uplines are supposed to train you for free. You know, you can get it all free, so why go to college for 4 years to learn how to do this? So I think you've answered a lot of that question right now, but I think there's also some more
kind of intangible benefits to going through the course as well, too. For one thing, and I know you and I have spoken about this other times as well, too, is that this is a type of business that has a very, very high attrition rate because people tend to not take it very seriously. It's $25 for a kit, maybe a little bit of product, so easy in, easy out. Whereas here, I think there's something to be said for someone that goes to college for 4 years or takes this very substantial online certification course, which we'll talk about more later, but you know they're going to have something really vested in this particular career, so they're much more likely to kind of stick with it and really take it seriously.
Yeah, our research has shown that. In the last 3 years, as we interviewed people who were successful or people who were not successful, that is the common theme, is how invested am I in this? Whether it be emotionally, physically, financially, are they going to give their time or are they really just thinking, hey, if I throw a couple $100 at this, maybe by some miracle I'll be rich in a month or two. You get that and then you get those, like many of the mentors are saying, hey, if you give me somebody who really is interested in being a successful person, when we define success, actually, to make sure we're clear, we're not talking about just financially. We're talking about successful people in their home life, in their work life, in their community, people who have learned how to give of themselves, give of their money, give of their time. So we're looking for people who, when these mentors, or who call themselves mentors, these are people who aren't just making a lot of money, but they're interested more in helping out students, community. And so that's what we're looking for, and that's what we found.
Right, yeah, because I've also found through the MarketWave research, my company over the years, that, let me back up a little bit, a lot of the MLM critics out there kind of see it as an all or nothing proposition. Either you got rich or you failed. Whereas really there's a middle ground there that the vast majority of prospects we found are really looking for. A comfortable full-time income, a few extra $100 a month, which of course there are literally thousands of people that are achieving that, not necessarily getting rich. And even then, it comes back to a time freedom issue. It's not material things. It's more spend more time with the family, get to meet more people, advance. I mean, I've seen so many people that were scared to death to talk to a group of five people in their living room, and today they're on stage in front of literally 15,000 people. There's a lot of personal development aspects to it, too. So there's a lot of things that can be gained from this type of a career besides just the monetary aspect. So it's good to know that you guys are clear on that, and it's not about just getting people to take this course so they can go get rich in network marketing.
Right. Actually, it involves what we call servant leadership as part of this program. And you're right. What we really first have to identify with these students is, what do you mean by success? And for one person, that might mean I have enough money so I can stay home with my kids. That might be $4,000 a month. It might be $2,000 a month. So let's define what success is. And everybody might say, well, no, success for me is $1 million a year or whatever. That might be for a certain percentage, but many people are happy to live on $4,000 or $5,000 a month.
An interesting question came up on one of the blogs where the Bethany College programs is being discussed, and that was, well, so let's say you've got, we'll call them A and B. Now, A joins a network marketing company and works it for 4 years and then becomes successful, whereas B goes to Bethany for 4 years, comes out of it, and now B is essentially 4 years behind. So what was the benefit to B spending 4 years getting this marketing degree with an emphasis on network marketing? And my response to that was, well, it assumes that everyone who goes in is going to be successful. So A was successful. If A was going to be successful with or without taking the course, they're probably going to be successful anyway. But the vast majority of distributors out there, you know, the 98% that don't make a profit or whatever that number actually is, no one really knows what that is, but it's certainly a very high number. Those people, I would think, if they were to devote 4 years or even the time on this online certificate course, are going to come out of that with a much greater chance of being in that small minority that does eventually achieve their goal, whatever it is. Because I know kind of what the person who asked this question, I know what they're coming at. I went to college for about 2.5 years, and I dropped out to go start a business, as opposed to going to college for another year and a half to learn how to start a business. I just quit and went out and started a business. But I get that angle. But at this point, really, what do you kind of see the benefit that will be derived from the student that takes the time to take the certificate course or actually takes the four-year course there in Kansas City? What kind of benefits would they have over someone just saying, I'm going to just start raw right now?
I think that the misconception there is, at least that I've found from a professor's point of view, is sometimes students have been sold on the idea that if I just go to college and get a degree, somehow that's magically going to make me more successful. And really, I think what college could and should offer is we're offering you the wisdom and the experience of people who have been down the road you're about to go down. So if I take an 18-year-old person and say, go start a business, yes, that student could go out and make a lot of money. But I would argue that if I personally have started several businesses. Now, if I'd sit down with this student and I say, hey, I've started two or three businesses, and here's what they did, and this is what I've learned, and over the next 4 years, I'm going to help you and teach you everything I know about how to start that business, how to get the best financing for it, how to find managers, how to become the kind of person you need to be to lead these people, I would suggest that that student is going to be better prepared to succeed than the one who started 4 years earlier. So we have to instill the wisdom and experience that those of us who have been down there need to give them being the students.
Right, because it's a controlled environment where they really have to learn that historical precedent. Because this is a business where we keep telling distributors, duplicate what works. Look at what your successful predecessors have done and just do what they did. But yet we see so many times in this industry where they simply don't do that. Even on a corporate level, we see companies starting up and doing the exact same things that have failed over and over and over. So in this case, you're giving them an opportunity to really see what that historical precedent is. Because it's a 79-year-old industry, David, as you know. Everything really has been tried. We know what works and what doesn't work in this industry because almost all of it's been tried at some time or another. There's not a lot of really unique aspects anymore. So let's go back and learn about that history. Take a history course in network marketing. Here's what worked. Here's what didn't work. Here's what you should look for. And compensation plan theory, which most prospects, all they care about is what are the percentages add up to down all the levels, and that's about it. So it gives a much wider breadth of knowledge about the industry, its history, its compensation plan theory, what makes up a good company or a bad company, not based on the perspective of the person trying to recruit you, but again, a very pragmatic analysis just based on decades and decades of examples of what we know works and doesn't work.
That's exactly right, Lynn. And again, that's the wisdom and knowledge that we have available to us. Like you said, 79 years, that's a rich history for network marketing. And those that would say, well, nobody makes money except this person or that person, they just simply haven't looked at that history. And that's what these students will learn is, there are people who are successful in this business, financially included. But here's what they are, and here's what they did, and this is how they got there. And if you want to get there too, this is probably what you should do also. And these people leave their footprint so that other people can follow, just like in any business. And the mistake that we make often is we assume because we thought of something, it must be a good idea, so we go out and do it. I think that starting my own hamburger shop in this town is a great idea, so off I go and do it. Well, if we look at the history of the feasibility study of hamburger shops in this town, we'd know, wait a minute, maybe I shouldn't because of these things. Now let me go join one who has been successful, and that's where we got franchises from. Well, network marketing is the same thing. Let's look at those who've gone before us, who have paved the way and said, what does it require to be successful in this business? We have done that research. We have pulled together some of those successful people who've agreed to sit down and share and teach these students. This is what it takes. This is the kind of person you need to be to qualify as a leader. People follow leaders. What does that look like? And then when you attract quality people, you can't help but be successful. And every business owner out there knows that. Every successful business we look at in our history books were usually developed by people who are respected by those around them, and they attracted respectable people. There's no difference in the network marketing business. Those that I have met, that I have verified their incomes, that I have verified their personal history, they're the kind of people you want to hang out with. Why is that? What do we learn from that? Why is it they're making so much money? How is that possible? So those are the things that these students need to learn from these people.
And that's
right.
What we're opened off.
Yeah, and they weren't necessarily the people that came in at the top who got in the very beginning. We just were mentioning about, I won't mention any names, but this authority that claims to be a forensic accountant and certified fraud examiner of all the people you think would know how to research something and get their facts straight. But she just said on her website in some commentary about this program that only the company owners and the people who get in early at the very top make money. It's the only ones, in spite of the fact there are thousands and thousands of people out there who are making more money than those in their upline. So this is a way for people to actually see how the business really works based on real-world examples, not, you know, from your brother-in-law who didn't make any money in Amway back in 1989 or something like that.
I verify incomes that are just would seem incredible to most of us. And I talk with these people, and one of the things that amazed me up front, because I also had heard those types of thinking, and you know, honestly, 3-4 years ago, if you had said that to me, I'd have believed it, because that's what I've always heard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I told the students who would come to me to check out these network marketing companies. But what I found so interesting about many of these people, probably, I'm just guessing off the top of my head, maybe 90% of them had been in their particular one that's given them all this money less than 5 years. And they weren't at the top of this company's pyramid, if you may, if is what how it's often described. They'd just come in 2, 3, 4 years ago, learned the system, were mentored by someone who was successful, who had been in maybe 10 years, or 2 or 3 years before that. But this person often, actually most of the time, was making way more than those that originally started the company.
Right, and there's a lot of data out there to actually prove that too, which is some things that MarketWave's working on. So yeah, you're right. The large majority of distributors work the business wrong, then claim the business is wrong when it doesn't work. So learn from the ones who did it right. And you guys are part of the process is filtering through them, which kind of gets to my next question, which is these mentors that you're talking about. Without getting into any specifics, because I know that's something that's in development right now, and just for the record, I am consulting with you on this, and I do have a kind of a personal interest in this. But as far as those mentors, how do you select them? And will there be a qualification process, questions they answer, an interview process? How will those mentors be selected and determined?
Great question, and it's a very important one for us as a faculty there at the college. We have to have, in order for this thing to work, it has to be driven by successful people. Now, I'm not going to tell you that I have made millions of dollars in network marketing company. I'm a professor at a small college in Kansas. But what I have done is I've interviewed many of them that have. And coming from a business background myself where I've started and sold several companies, I know what it takes to be successful. And the things that I described about what successful people look like, I need to verify that in this person's life. Sure, I can sit down and interview them, but that doesn't tell me a whole lot in an hour. So I ask them to do, I have to check them out. I have to verify their stories. I have to find out what kind of person they are. What does the market think of them? Who are they among their peers? And then I have a better picture of whether this person would be a mentor, a successful mentor, someone that we would want our students to be like. So yes, if you were to call me tomorrow and say, hey, I'd like to be a mentor in your program, I would need to send you this basically application and ask you for your resume and say, who are you? What have you done with your life in the last 5 years? Who are you working with? And yes, part of that is income, but it's not the most important part to us. What's most important is who you are as a person, because we know that that's what attracts success. And we really want to teach our students more. Most importantly, what kind of person do you want to become? What kind of a husband or a wife or a son or daughter that you want to be? And that's what we're looking for in the mentors, is to teach them that, and then the money will follow.
Right. So it's something where you don't necessarily have to be making $1 million in network marketing right now to be a mentor. They just have to be someone who is, first of all, in the business full-time. I know, again, we haven't really discussed or identified all the specific criteria, but you're in the game right now. You really are doing the business. You've got the time to spend with those people, to mentor them, and you've got to be able to verify your position, because there's a lot of posers out there. There's a lot of creative resume in this
yeah,
business.
Right.
You know, so can you really back up your story? Because there's a lot of these MLM gurus right out there where if you really go back and look at all the stuff they say they did, they didn't really do it. So
right.
And also, you know, is their success duplicatable? You know, are they a master distributor? Did they get given a leg? Were they grandfathered into that position? Or did they really build it from the ground up in a duplicatable fashion?
And the key word there that we're looking for is it duplicatable. If they had to buy a position, or if some company allowed them to buy a position, which I've heard about, I believe is probably true, then that's not duplicatable for our students. We're looking for people. I don't care if you tell me, hey, I only make $4,000 or $5,000 a month. If that is what your goal was and you're living full-time dream and you're not having to go work anywhere else, and this is what you're doing, you're making $4,000 or $5,000 a month, that is fine with us. We just need you to show us that you could duplicate what you did with one of my students. You have steps 1 through 10 laid out. If they do step 1, it's going to move them to step 2. And then by the time they get to 10, they're going to be able to help. You're going to help them achieve whatever they determine is success in their life.
Mm-hmm. And then this kind of shift gears a little bit here. You know, I wrote an article several years ago. I think it's still up on my website. And it was basically about how mainstream academia is never going to really embrace and support and teach network marketing. My theory at the time was that colleges and universities kind of live and die on tuition fees, and they didn't want to expose their student body to a type of business that didn't require a college education. And that's why it's actually been a sort of an MLM urban legend up until now that it ever has been taught in any college or university. Harvard and Yale, on this, they've never done it. University of Chicago technically has never really done it. There is a junior college in Salt Lake City, I believe, that is teaching it as part of their curriculum, but it's how to be an employee for an MLM company, not how to be a distributor, because there's so many companies in that area. So really, I think for the first time, mainstream academia is actually embracing the concept of network marketing. But of course, it does beg the question, why do you feel that this is something that you want to do when you are essentially exposing your student body to an alternative career choice that maybe doesn't necessarily require college education?
Well, I think the benefit that we really feel like we're offering is, it's true, you could go out in almost any industry out there and make it big without a college degree. I mean, aside from, you know, doctor, nurse, attorney, things that you have to get licensed for, but, you know, we all know the story of, you know, these successful people who dropped out of high school and they're multimillionaires today. That's true. It can happen, and it happens in the network marketing industry. But what I would like to think is most of us are average. I'm average, you're average, I think. And average people need to go through a system that will help them be successful. What I mean by that is when a student comes into my classroom, one of the first things I'm going to help them get through is, who do I want to be? What drives me? And then I need to help them marry that to what they're going to be. If I can do that successfully in the college environment, I don't think this student's going to say, you know what, I'm all bummed out. You took all this money from me, got my degree, and taught me how to find my passion and all that. No, they're going to say, I thank you for it, because while I was there for 4 years, I learned who I wanted to be. I learned what I can do with that. I chose this particular company. You helped me get there. You helped me find the mentor. That mentor has become my best friend. My confidant has taught me how to be successful, including financially. That's what I'm hoping to do. I want people to see that college can be practical. That's why we put them in this practicum that says, hey, learn it in the classroom. Now, let's go practice it in real life while you're in this safe environment. So I really just hoping this college experience is that you can learn it, go practice it. You messed up. Let's come back. Let's relearn what you got wrong. Let's practice it again. So by the time you leave here, you now know how to be successful. You now know who your best friend is that can help you be successful. We've connected you with people who will help you the rest of your life.
Right. And if you can,
that's really what we're offering.
If you really track these people and their careers post-graduation, and you can really, well, we're assuming that, you know, make a good case where if the average distributor out there, maybe 1% or 2% ever succeed in making any significant income in this business or whatever that number is, but again, we know it's very small, but track the graduates, and maybe you might say, look, 5 or 10%. It's still probably going to be a minority, but many, many times more. You have a much greater chance of achieving that success if you're a graduate or people that took the certification course online. Well, here's the percentage of those people that reach these certain income goals to really show that there is a very substantial, verifiable benefit to having gone through this particular type of education.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I know statistics would show that anyone who is connected with someone who's successful at something has a better chance of succeeding at that very thing. I mean, I'm often amazed that I have three sons, and I don't think any of them are going to be quarterbacks in the NFL, but we have two quarterbacks in the NFL whose dad was a quarterback in the NFL. I'm guessing that dad must have had a lot of influence on those two sons.
Mm-hmm.
And had he not had that influence, they would not have made it in the NFL. And it's the exact same thing we have here. If I can connect a student with someone who's successful in that industry, the chances of them succeeding go way up. That's the whole point of, for instance, franchising. You know, if I go start a McDonald's, I have a much better chance of succeeding than if I go out and start Joe's Hamburger Shack, because McDonald's knows what they're doing, and I have to go to McDonald's University to learn how to fry these hamburgers just the way they want you to fry them. Right. And then when I'm done with their university, I can now own a McDonald's, and then I can know that I have a higher percentage of succeeding than the guy that just started Joe's Hamburger Shack. And that's the same thing we're doing with this college experience.
Right.
Connecting them in the classroom and then outside the classroom with mentors.
Yeah, they leave nothing up to your imagination. I remember the first job I ever had was at a Taco Bell, and they actually would teach you what direction to push the mop when you were mopping the floor. I mean, every little detail was covered. And MLM seems to be kind of the antithesis of that right now. It's just sort of a free-fall form, kind of like just throw them all out there and a thousand different programs and methods, and everybody's got the right one, and nobody really knows. Well, you're going to know exactly which ones really work and which ones not and what to duplicate. And getting back to the question of, you know, how does Bethany benefit from this? Well, obviously, besides you still got tuition fees, but the online certification course isn't free, and that is something that I think probably a lot larger quantity of students would go through. I think you'll have less quantity, greater quality of student graduating from your actual course there, but on the online certification course, which pretty much anybody can access from any location, that sounds like it's already starting to get really popular and I haven't even finished developing it yet. Tell us more about what that's going to look like.
Well, yeah, you've touched on, for sure we have the in-classroom material starting the fall of the next semester. We have where a student can come in, a traditional student, take this network marketing class, and they'll know everything there is to know about network marketing. Also, we believe by September of this year, we'll also have our online version of that very same class. Now, after that, these students, whether they're a traditional student or whether they're an online student, still have the same opportunity to be connected with a mentor. Mm-hmm. And we feel like everybody goes through our first class, they're not all going to decide to do network marketing. We don't push them. We don't care. We say, this is what network marketing is. Here are what good companies look like. Here's what bad companies look like. You find the company you think you'd like to, that your passion is in, and we're going to try to find or have already found a mentor in that for you. Now, the college obviously will benefit because this student will pay the regular tuition like all the other students do in whatever major they're doing. So, yes, the college will benefit from that, and I hope to, and they hope to provide that unique opportunity for hundreds of students, maybe thousands over the next few years.
And the online course, I mean, there's a certain number of credit hours and things like that. Now, that will be still part of the accredited curriculum where you actually have credit hours you can apply towards a degree?
Yeah, it would be the same as if they were in our on-campus class.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we want this to build into is eventually, and it could happen as early as this next semester, but I have a feeling it will take a little longer, is we'd like to offer this total four-year degree online. So that way we have 4 years with which to make sure this student is successful if they're serious about what that means.
Right. So this is not just a weekend kind of a thing where you get a quote-unquote certificate, which anybody can crank out of a laser printer. I mean, this is a substantial course that someone's going to be taking that's really going to require some effort.
Yeah, just like any college credit, they're going to have to work for it. And this is probably going to be a little tougher even than many because we're expecting them to be an integral part of the class. We're not asking them just to sit there, take a seat, listen to the classroom professor, and then hopefully pass the test. This is going to be more practical. This is real life. This is, I'm going to teach you how to do this, then you got to go out and show me you can do it. Now we come back into class, I'm going to teach you this. And so whether it's in the class or whether it's online, you're going to have to go out and actually practice some of this stuff. You're going to have to show us that, yeah, I went out and I talked to my friend Dave, and he said it's the dumbest thing I've ever done, and this is what I said. And so we come back, we talk about that. And what makes Dave think that this was dumb, and how do I feel about that? Okay. Now let's move on and do this. And so you just go through the whole thing. So at the end, just like any course, we expect them to have learned what we're trying to teach in a way that benefits them in their life. But that takes a lot of work on the student's part. But in the end, I think they'll find it valuable because they'll be a much better person for it at a minimum and quite possibly we'll create an income from this.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know there's not all this may be cast in stone at this point, but what would be the fee for every hour credit, or what may be the total cost for the online certification course?
Now, you caught me off guard there. As you may know, professors, we never have to worry about the money thing.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to go to the Bethany website. It's bethanylb.edu, and I'm sure they have on there the per-hour credit. Now, what they won't show is what it's going to cost online. I am suspecting that the online course could be cheaper per credit hour simply because the overhead would not be as great. But this is a new venture for the school as well, and so while they understand the in-class model quite well, and they've done a great job of that, the online part is fairly new to them, and so they are looking at how do we best do this so that we can keep the cost down or even lower than what we do for a traditional student. But what those numbers are, I don't know yet.
Okay. I know there was about, I think it was $400 per credit hour or something like that, so it could be some number probably less than that.
I cannot imagine, and I hate even speaking for or on behalf of the college. It really isn't my position as a professor there, but I would think that it would be certainly cheaper than in the classroom, simply because I could teach more students online than I could do in the classroom, for instance.
Right, right. So just to kind of ballpark the overall cost of what the online certification course might be, because you're looking at about 3 hours, I think you said, of classroom time, 3 hours of actual practice time, so roughly $2,000, $2,500, somewhere in that ballpark?
I think that's probably fair to say that. I mean, we could be off $500 either way, but in a traditional classroom setting for a part-time student, which is what this would be, you'd be taking really a total of 6 hours from Bethany College if you're just taking the certification or getting that certificate of network marketing from us without the major, just that part.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be taking 6 hours. And I think we charge roughly around $400 a credit hour. So, yeah, it would certainly be around that price range.
Right. So this is something that's much more substantial than the industry's ever really done before. A lot of people have tried certification courses and things like that, but this is something where I see graduates, not only of the online course, but especially your in-class curriculum, is that they're going to be a very coveted prospect. You're probably going to see, you know, kind of like headhunters that are looking at, you know, top graduates of, you know, various different types of career choices out there, that here you're going to see companies going, you know, who graduates of this course, that's a pretty substantial prospect. I mean, again, they've invested a lot into this particular career, and I think they're going to be a very, very coveted prospect right there. And not only that, but I'm not even sure this is even really something that necessarily Bethany is going for, but on a corporate level, I would think that these particular students would be very coveted in that area too, because it's network marketing corporate. There's certainly exceptions to this, absolutely. But anyone who really knows the business and is very good at it are typically out on the field doing it. And a lot of times corporate gets the leftovers. Now, again, there are certainly exceptions out there. There's some brilliant people in corporate, but there are so many companies out there, and they're really struggling to find good corporate people that are very knowledgeable about this industry. And you're going to have some people coming out of this, I think, would be prime candidates for some really good corporate positions in network marketing companies as well.
It could be. I have the opinion, and this has not been tried, obviously, but I have the opinion in the students that have come to me asking for this type of course. They're the kind of people, they're going to be successful at something, because they don't just go to school to try to get a degree. They're going to school to learn. And after class, they're the ones that come into my office and say, tell me more about this, tell me more about that. And, yeah, we have, I would suspect that in this classroom, these guys are going to come in, be very sharp, very aggressive about learning, understanding what it means to be successful. So by the time they get through these, particularly the major, marketing major with the emphasis in network marketing, but probably even just this program where they get a certification in network marketing, they're going to go out and spend a couple thousand dollars. They're going to want to know this stuff, because when they leave, they want to succeed at this. So, yeah, they're going to be the kind of people that I think a lot of people would love to have, even if it's not a network marketing company, because this is a very ambitious individual.
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess the last question would be, you mentioned these mentors. Obviously, they're going to be connected to a particular network marketing company. Is besides just the qualification of the mentors themselves, What kind of qualifications have you guys put together, and what is your intent as far as choosing what companies you're going to associate to this program, and how would you associate them? Would you use case studies? And I mean, how would they be integrated into the course?
The mentors that we have found them. We haven't had people so far looking for us. I'm sure that will come. We start with a typical business model that I think all businessmen use is, what does a good, solid, legitimate business in America look like? And we apply that to a network marketing company. So we do the research on that. We've come up with about 15 things that we feel like are important for a network marketing company to have. Then we contact that company and we say, hey, we like what you're doing, and here's what we're doing, and we wonder if you have some people that you would consider successful in your company. And we have two or three things that we ask them to look for in that, what we define as success. And then we ask them if they would have them call us and contact us and fill out this resume and develop that relationship with our college, so that these students then have that mentor that we know will be successful. So that's how we find them. Now, what is that mentor going to be doing in the classroom? These mentors usually are very good at something. I've noticed some of them are experts on pay plan. Others, people that are very successful, they don't know anything about pay plans. They don't care. They just know they get a check every month. So some of these that are successful, they can say, hey, this is what I'm good at. I know how to contact people and how to get them interested in what we're doing. They're going to teach that part. And this other guy says, I know about pay plans. I'm going to show these guys what a binary pay plan looks like. What's so good about it? Here's the weaknesses of it. And somebody else is going to say, hey, I know this other pay plan. We're going to teach about that. So at the end of this semester, this student will have heard from the experts in that particular part of the industry. And that's really what they're there for. They're not there to sell their network marketing company. They're there to teach, to show how this happens, how this works within the network marketing company.
Right. And inevitably, of course, those mentors are going to want some number of students to eventually sign up with them. I mean, I'm sure they're kind of auditioning, I guess, their mentorship skills. But at the same time, I know that you want people that are, first of all, genuine mentors that are really doing the business in a duplicatable way, but also are associated to companies that, you know, you can be proud of and not worry about getting any kind of backlash when the FTC hits them or something like that. So it's sort of a, as I understand it, kind of a two-level qualification, the mentor themselves, and there is some qualification to the company that they're involved with as well. But you don't want to be deluged with prospective mentors saying, oh, me, and you put my company in there. That's something more where you kind of know who they are, and you're going to be more going outward to select them as opposed to necessarily wanting everyone to, like, suddenly send you their resumes.
Right, exactly, because we're not looking for recruiters. We're looking for mentors, and we really have to define that clearly with these guys. We want their expertise. We believe a successful mentor in XYZ company, they could have been successful in just any legitimate network marketing company. They just happen to have a passion for that particular product or whatever it is. So we want that skill that says, I have learned how to do something successful that I believe is duplicatable, and I've proven it by building a downline of 10,000 people or whatever, and this is how I did that. So, yeah, that's who we're looking for, is those types of people. Now, will it get out that they're working for XYZ company or whatever? I'm sure it will. I'm not worried about that. And will there be certain students that like that or connect with that mentor, or that mentor connects with certain students? You bet. We hope it does, because that means they'll probably be successful. If I just throw you in with this other guy who I think you guys should work well together, that doesn't help. I have to let it naturally progress. There's some professors the students connect with, other professors they don't. Some of the students think I'm just a genius. Other students probably think I'm an idiot. I work best with those that think I'm a genius. So that's who I spend a lot of time with, and that's who comes and talks to me. But I've noticed other professors, they're the students that I don't see much of, they're over in their office, and that's great. It's a natural connection that says, hey, I like you, you like me, we have some connection, we don't understand, but I think I could work with you. And that's really, if that happens off to the side or whatever, that's fine with me. I just want that student to be successful.
Right, so it's like they probably will end up mentioning their company at some point, and probably as it should be, and there's going to be case studies where you're going to talk about individual companies or something like that, but the bottom line is they don't get to go up there and do an infomercial for their company, essentially.
Exactly, and you know, we bring a lot of people from a lot of companies, not just network marketing. Our goal is to have 4, maybe 5 successful people from the community, alumni, they come in and they talk about what it took them to be successful, not just the company. Certainly they talk about the company. They talk about why the company is so wonderful to work for. But mostly they're talking about what they did personally to be successful, mm-hmm. how that worked in their lives. And that's why we bring them in, so that these students have a taste that, you know what, I think I could be like that person. And we have a lot of people from regular companies come in, and these students eventually will go work for that person because there was connection there. And now they're working for, you know, XYZ accounting firm or XYZ manufacturing because that guy came in one day and told what a great company that was to work for, and there was that connection. So I see the same thing happening here. No, they can't come in and do an infomercial, but we're not telling them, hey, never mention your company. It's just like any other company. It's no secret. We want to know who you work for. We want to know why you like them.
Right. And now, the last question, before we wrap this up, is that there's been some chatter out there on the, online about, well, will Bethany sign up in all of these companies? Well, first of all, about how many companies are, or how many mentors from various different companies are you looking at? I think we somewhere probably around 5 or 10.
I can't foresee more than 10, but right now we're working seriously with 3 companies and 3 mentors. But if that got to 5 or 6 in the next year, it wouldn't surprise me. But, of course, it would have to go through the system that we just discussed.
Right, yeah.
And so, yeah.
Is Bethany going to sign up and get in the downline of these things and have a bunch of distributors under Bethany, or is that part of the model or not?
That, it, you know, I don't know about that. That would be up to the college. I guess I wouldn't know. It seemed like they should. It could make money if what we're saying is true and the college is supporting it. It seems to me like they could also receive residual income. But that is out of my field. That's the board of directors, and they know what we're doing, and they certainly can decide whichever way they want to go. But as of now, I'm mainly focused on this part we've talked about, which is the network marketing success for the students.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope the college understands and sees the value that they certainly have at this point by supporting this program. You have to imagine, in this industry, it's significant that administrators and board members would put their reputation and neck out just a little bit to support this program, because I know they're taking some hits for this idea that why would you teach this, and the misunderstandings that are out there. But they've taken, to their credit, they've taken the time to research it, to look at the industry from an objective point of view. And over the past 2-3 years that we've been working on this, they've seen that, and they said, you know, there's no reason why we shouldn't at least be offering this to those that that want to take a look at it. So
yeah.
What they do with that, I can't say. I'm just privileged that they allowed it to be a part of the curriculum and got that approved. And that's as far as I know on that piece of it.
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it, how people, once they open their mind and actually really look at this business and how it really works, suddenly get their mind changed about it if they were against it in the beginning. I've seen that so many times. It's like they choose to have the opinion that this must be a pyramid scheme or a scam or whatever. As soon as you get them to actually look, they go, oh, this isn't what I thought it was at all. I shouldn't have listened to those 5 or 6 anti-MLM critics that are that very small but very prolific group that's out there that's all over the Internet. So once they actually look at the facts and look at history, look at mathematics, look at historical precedent or whatever, it's like, you know what? Yeah, this can be a very legitimate and very rewarding business.
Yeah, it can. And I suppose, you know, it's like everything. I'd like to think that I respect everyone's opinion. If they come in and say, you know, this is the dumbest program, I'd be happy to sit down and say, explain to me, because I certainly could be wrong too. And if they, I guess I've had those conversations with enough people over the last 2 or 3 years that nobody's been able to come to me in an open, friendly environment and say, hey, you're wrong and here's why, because the statistics really show that this is a legitimate market and people can really make money in it if they do it right. It's no different than any other business model that we find, except, like I think I mentioned earlier in this interview, the thing that really got me on board was, like I said, I've started several businesses and I've signed loans for $30,000, $700,000, and that's a lot of risk for a 20-some-year-old kid. And that's what I was when I was doing those things. And I'm thinking, this same business model applies to network marketing, where this student could go out and invest as little as, some of them I think went $40, $50, something like that. And some I've seen as high as $700. But it's not something that if they go do that and it fails, he's going to crash, be a crash and burn in their life.
Yeah,
they,
it's not really just the kit, but a little bit of inventory, a few sales aids, you know, some marketing costs and things like that. But yeah, a few $100s, and not only that, but a lot of that stuff you can send back for a 90% refund. Try taking your McDonald's franchise fee and sending it back and saying, I want 90% of that back if it, you know, if it fails.
Exactly.
It's actually one of the most risk-free types of businesses out there.
And that's really probably my calling card with students. I say, if you think you want to go out and start a business, and most of the business students see themselves running a business someday. And I say to them, before you go try that, you ought to go see if you can do it. If you can go take some network marketing company and give them $100 or $50, go out and practice. Worst case, you'll fail and you'll learn so much about how you don't want to do it next time. But don't go out and borrow $500,000 or $30,000 from your mom and dad and go try to start that business. That's risky.
Right.
Learn how to do it. I think Kiyosaki says, you know, take a parachute with you so that when it crashes, at least you can start again. I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but you don't want to go up in a plane without a parachute. If it crashes, you're done. If you have a parachute, you can try again. And I guess I see network marketing kind of as that parachute. It gives you a chance to go out and try a few things. You're not risking a lot of money, which, of course, is the downside, because you're not risking a lot of money, it's easy to walk away.
Yeah, the grass is always greener, so just keep switching. I know somebody right now that's been in 4 companies, I think, in the last 5 months, and he's complaining
it's
having trouble succeeding. I wonder why. Yeah.
Right. You've got to commit to it like you just invested $1 million into it. You get through it, work through the hard times, and a couple of years later, 5 years later, 10 years later, it'll work, just like in any business. You just don't have that heavy debt load over you that comes with a traditional business, at least the ones I've started, where you have to go out and convince mom, dad, uncle, aunt, banker that, hey, I need that $50,000, $100,000, and then it'll make it. And then you're sweating bullets for the next 5 years trying to make it work.
Right. Yeah, I really appreciate all your time that you've spent with us. Before we wrap up, is there any other points you think we've missed or any other questions or concerns that you wanted to address?
Well, I can't think of them at this time, but, you know, I imagine that as we continue to read the blogs and what people are saying in print, we might come up with a few more things we need to answer.
Well, in the meantime, if anybody wants to keep posted on this, just go to marketwaveinc.com, marketwaveinc.com, sign up for our alerts. It's on the menu. It's also in the upper left-hand corner. There's a link there. Because we will be keeping people abreast of what's going on with this project, because obviously this is it could be potentially a very kind of watershed moment in the history of network marketing, where mainstream academia, where there's a real 4-year accredited college, is really kind of embracing the concept of network marketing to this extent. It's really never been done before. I think it adds a lot of credibility to the industry as well, too, and I would certainly think that if Bethany succeeds at this, I think there, you might know this better than I do, David, but there's what, at least a couple of thousand small, privately owned colleges and universities around the country that might also maybe like the concept, too. So you're kind of the trailblazer
here. Yeah, I would suppose.
Sort of the trailblazer
of course, we're going to look to see if it's successful. But yeah, once we're successful at this, I think it would be a great business model for any college or university to look at.
Great. Well, I really appreciate it. Maybe we'll have you back if we get some more information that we need to get out there. I really thank you for your time. And again, anybody else that wants to keep abreast of this, marketwaveinc.com, sign up for the alerts. And I thank you all for being on the show today. And again, thank you, David, for your time with us. And we hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll see you next time. Thanks a lot.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.